You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Wednesday's going pretty well. We're a day away, Lopez, from another really big moment in training camp and in preseason, which is joint practice. These are the two of them that they will do this preseason or this training camp are probably the two most important days. And we saw a lot of good work against the Panthers, but we saw the defense challenged in various different ways. What are going to be the big tells about this team when they go up to Detroit and practice tomorrow morning with the Lions?
You know, another way to put that is how real was that preseason game, that offensive performance?
Okay.
You know, the offensive line, we think it was real. We were both, a lot of people were very much changing their tune about this offensive line, about C.J. Stroud, about this offense in general, because they looked damn good, man. Offensive line, C.J. with the quick reads. We talked about it Monday. Yesterday as well. But I think you can kind of argue, all right, if they do it this time, if they show some things tomorrow, and it's tomorrow, I wouldn't expect anything in the preseason game on Saturday. So, you know, we'll be getting reports how they look. And here's the reason why. It's one thing to show some progress against your teammates on the defensive side after you've seen them for a couple of weeks, kind of know what everybody's doing. They know how each other plays each other, et cetera. And then it's better when you do it in a real preseason game when the offense, what did they have, three series the first offense? At least two or three series. But they were on the field significantly and showed something. It's a different ball game when you can back it up, not just in a ones versus ones, you know, joint practice, but against a secondary and a defensive front that are no joke. I mean, Detroit has widely regarded top five type secondary, top six, somewhere in that range. If you're judging from PFF, they've got some really good players out there, as we know, on the defensive front, you know, obviously, especially Aiden Hutchinson. But their secondary, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, they have DJ Reed, Terrion Arnold.
DJ Reader on the defensive line.
DJ Reader on the defensive, but DJ Reed on the,
oh, yeah,
the secondary.
Yeah. The free agent, I forgot.
DJ Reader on the defense.
I bet that
line
gets annoying. Hey, DJ, which one? DJ Reader. Okay, that one. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So this is going to be big. This is going to be a big tell for C.J. Stroud, for the offensive line, and for these receivers. I think it's going to be big time tomorrow.
No, I agree. And I actually had not thought about the fact that Lee McNeil, who he worked this offensive line when they played last year. Obviously, that was the 5-interception affair that somehow still led to a loss for the Texans.
Yeah.
But on the defensive line, Aleem McNeil, that big nose tackle that was getting real pressure, he's dealing with an injury right now, so I don't know that he'll practice. So that would be something that I really wanted to test. But as you mentioned, Aiden Hutchinson, DJ Reed, or Marcus Davenport, they still show up on this this defensive line as well. And so, yeah, that's going to be a big look for me. And I mentioned Ali McNeil not there, but remember, Tyleek Williams was their first-round pick this year, who was also a defensive tackle. So there's going to be big, strong, capable guys on this defensive line.
And then the secondary.
Are you still getting that push? I think the secondary matters, don't get me wrong, but I'm still – offensive line is the thing that we got the first – opportunity to see that first line in a real way in the preseason game two on Saturday. And it was good. The physicality, the nasty that you were hoping to see. But I think that that came with a caveat, and not to say that it undercuts what they did, but just what the context is, that's not a great Panthers defensive line. This has more of the makings of a great defensive line. Are you able to do those same things? Because, again, one of the questions that we had about this offensive line, we do need them to be just average, right? But can you do it against everybody? Can you be that level of effective against anybody you step up against? Because the hopes is not just to win the AFC South and go and play another playoff game. The hope is to be able to go and really contend against the best teams in the league, and they have capabilities to really push you on their defense.
What would it do for you in terms of the offensive? And by the way, programming note, the joint practice is going to be going on early in our show. I think it starts right before our show, about 8:30.
Yeah, I think it's like 8:45 about is when it starts.
So we'll be giving you all these updates, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today, right here, right now, because you know this. What would it do for you if we're getting those same reports? Hey man, they're moving the line of scrimmage against the Detroit Lions front. Hey man, they're creating some space, whether it's Xavier Hutchinson or Nico or whatever, against a really good secondary. This is not just a top five type second. This is a top five, top six type defense. I get it. You know, Aaron Glenn is gone.
Right.
There's going to be some questions, but the personnel is better. And I was going to say the same, but they've added some pieces. You know, you mentioned the draft pick on the defensive front, DJ Reed in the secondary. This I'm not going to get all over the top here, but I would feel a lot different about this offense if we get those same reports tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, what's funny is if it looks like that, I think in the room or in the building, they would be like, yeah, we felt like that the whole time. Mm-hmm. But on the outside looking in, we can only work off of what we've been able to see and what they've been able to work against. And I think even with them, it'd be a confirmation for them, right?
Mm-hmm. That
you believe that this was that, but the yard markers and the tests are still necessary. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the best tests that you can have compared to a Panthers team that gave you a solid test, right? You obviously wanted to get out here and try it against somebody that, as you mentioned, you've not been going up a whole bunch of times, and you know the calls and you know kind of their tendencies because you work with them all the time. You got a feel for, okay, these are different people, and can we do what we want to do against them?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Now you take it up to another level. And if you can compete at a high level against, and if you can create 2 yards of push off of the ball for Nick Chubb to then add an additional 3 by hitting the hole hard, and now you have 5-yard runs happening consistently. Yeah. That is something that can translate in a big way. And that is all the proof that I would need for me personally that, okay, this is going to be something that is not just better, but can be sustainable on a higher level.
Now, it could obviously, don't hope this happens, but it can go the other way too. I mean, this is an offense that has been early in camp, was worked by their own defense. If this offense gets worked, I mean, you're not going to play anybody in the final preseason game. So, there will be some real questions. It's a huge day tomorrow.
So,
there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Huge day tomorrow.
That's offensively, and there's probably still more because you started talking about Stroud. I didn't talk nearly as much about like what the actual fullness of the offense is. I think that one of the things that we've talked about sparingly here and there, the interior of the defensive line, how well does this actually hold up against the run, right? And what are the improvements that have been made? We talked to your defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, out there on the practice field after practice one day, and we asked him about, hey, tackling was something that you wanted to be better at, obviously, for run-stopping purposes and just general defense purposes. And he was saying that you work on the things leading up to the tackle. Well, how much has all of those things that they've worked on, how much will it actually show? That's one thing in doing against the Panthers. This, I mean, maybe the thing that I think probably would translate even more, that offensive line is still very good, and you have guys like Jahmyr Gibbs back there toting that rock.
David Montgomery.
Can you corral them, right? And can you corral them in a way that seems like that pushes forward? Because, again, this defense has the opportunity to be elite. It's still going to be the front foot of what this team puts out there every Sunday or Thursday or Monday that they get out there to play football. And so can you then stifle the run to where you give opposing teams very little options as to what they can do? And that's where you start talking about, can we give this defense a nickname? Can this defense be a historic type thing? But you need to be able to stop the run, and I think this is going to be a big opportunity to get a feel for. We talk about push on the offensive line the other way. Can y'all make sure that y'all stuff in runs on the defense
side? No, I agree. And as far as like another tell, we obviously mentioned the line and the defensive line. C.J. Stroud, you know, for him to come out of this joint practice tomorrow, and I fully expect them to go 3-4 times, maybe more, with the so-called, you know, first team offense, just because, you know, this is going to be their best test, and they can manipulate it and kind of organize it and script it, if you will, in terms of what they're going to be doing. If C.J. Stroud can come out of this just sort of mastering that, the calls, the looks, you know, the adjustments, where he's going to go with the ball, that to me would be one of the best tells, that this whole long, slow process that we saw him, you know, maybe looking a little unsure at times early. And if he can come out of this looking a little more like the guy that we know, I think this offense is going to be, we're going to all be talking about it differently.
Do you still feel that need for CJ?
Yes.
And I guess,
yes, absolutely.
I guess the reason why I might lean towards that, because I thought he handled the execution incredibly well in the preseason game versus the Panthers. The thing that I would point to, and I know Nick Caserio talked about this with Payne and Pendergast yesterday, was you can actually get in. I think Seth specifically asked him, like, hey, you can get into more depth. It's not as vanilla when you get into these joint practices, because the coordinators will have conversations the days leading up to this. Hey, we want to see these looks that you know, it's just kind of dumb luck depending on what is called out there in the vanilla, you know, ways that the defenses and offenses are called in preseason games. And you might not get the more advanced looks or the more tricky things that are going to make the battle of offense versus defense a little tougher. I think that he might get some of those to where.
I think you'll get some.
Can you handle the more tricky defenses as opposed
to
the more. Yeah.
They want to see it, and they 100%. Want to see it now. I'm sure, and that's the best thing about joint practice. Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans have already spoken probably and will speak again. This is what we want to see, and it works both ways. They're going to want to see maybe a blitz package coming from the Texans that we can, you know, they're going to try on Jared Goff or whomever, you know, is back there. So it works both ways. It's going to be big for C.J. Stroud, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, bigger than the Panthers game, you know, because it is the Lions, because these are two really good defenses. And if you can look pretty good against the Lions, I think you'll be ready. You'll be ready for the regular season to start. You have 2 weeks to get ready.
All right, from the 3-4-6, you have a short memory. The Texans almost beat Detroit last season.
No, we didn't forget that.
No, definitely. I mean, again, you had 5 interceptions in that game. Mm-hmm. One of the tough parts about that game was all in the middle. I think it might have been really in that kind of middle eight, the four going into half, four coming out. You had a lot of giving back turnovers after getting turnovers. But, you know, I want to see this is the opportunity that you have with – the new look offense. I don't want to say new look defense, but one of the things we were talking about, one of the needs, so to say, defensively was, hey, are you going to get a defensive run stopper?
Mm-hmm.
And or at least a defensive interior player that could do that while also still providing the things that you want in pass rush and those types of things. They didn't go with that. They brought in Sheldon Rankins, who I am excited about mm-hmm. seeing him return, what his relationship with Will Anderson means for continued development, what he's able to bring, especially coming off of a year where he clearly was dealing with mm-hmm. some illness that was, you know, limiting his capabilities. But I think I still want to see, hey, is this team capable of being better at stopping the run? It's not like they were terrible at stopping the run, but that was clearly a place that they could improve on. And if that improvement can be made, you go from being a very good defense to the possibility of being an absolute elite one.
And the other great thing about tomorrow and things that we need to be watching for is, you know, it's going to be reported widely, like, you know, who's where in terms of the offensive line. Is it going to be the same group? I would expect so. In the secondary.
You sure it's going to be reported widely?
No, it's going to a joint practice absolutely will be. You know, it'll get out there. We'll know it. And not just the secondary, but to me, the linebacker position. You know, the linebacker position, as we're getting into the last full dress rehearsal before the regular season starts, you know, Christian Harris, EJ Speed, obviously Toa, and such, you know, see how they line up there. That might be a tell as well.
I think so. Are there any other ones that come to mind for you here in this practice? Anything else? Like, because we're talking about this from a larger perspective. Are there any individuals that you're
Xavier
hoping to still? I think I'm set.
I think they're set, but we'll know.
You still want, okay.
We'll know.
As a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll know on Xavier Hutchinson. They're also going to be working on special teams, I'm sure. We'll see what Jalen Noel, Braxton Berrios. You know, I know you don't feel quite this way. I think Braxton Berrios is in. I think Braxton Berrios is in on this squad. I really do.
That he remains on the roster?
Yeah.
So you think, you know, maybe Justin Watson, odd man out here?
Mm-hmm. I do. And we'll find out on that.
I wonder, though, could Justin Watson be a guy? Do you view him as a guy that can maybe be a trade bait of sorts? Because there's a number of teams that are out here possibly looking for wide receivers to acquire in a trade. Like I've seen mm-hmm. a number of reports kind of brought up this morning and last night that, hey, these teams are looking for potentially to add wide receivers. And I almost thought, you know, man, did the Texans make their move a little early? Like, I think the Jets are one of those teams, according to Diana Russini, that are monitoring the trade market.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
The Niners, Vikings also making calls. You think Justin Watson could be a dude that maybe you could even get?
Hey, you've dealt with the Vikings before. You've dealt with the Jets before.
You have?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, I think all these players that are on the fringe. Hell, Damian Pierce. And that's another tell. You know, what is Chubb going to look like? What is Damian Pierce going to get? You know,
yeah, Damian Pierce is the bigger one, right? Because
yeah, yeah.
Chubb, I think we've seen a little bit to indicate.
Well, I'm saying, what is it going to look like, you know, against this defense?
Fair enough.
And what is Damian Pierce going to look like, period? You know, how many reps is he going to get?
No, for sure. Like, yeah, because it's kind of funny that I waited that long, but you're absolutely right. Like, this is going to mm-hmm. be one of, if not the only opportunity to see Damian Pierce in this system mm-hmm. and what he has for the potential of this running back room before you kind of have to make that 53-man
yeah.
cutdown, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. No, I think Damian Pierce, biggest day of his Texans career tomorrow in terms of roster, and I always had big days on the field during the regular season as a rookie. I'm talking about just like his place on this squad, big day tomorrow.
Fair question that comes in from the 832. How does CJ's deep ball look?
Yes. How many does he throw?
Because, yeah. That's going to be something that I imagine will be interesting to see, because they did a lot of just trying to stay on schedule, trying to make sure that they get the ball out quickly and not lose yards on early downs. I want to see them have an opportunity to get the deep ball. And, you know, mm-hmm. did him and Nico get back on the same page after, you know, they had that one play that wasn't there? Is that something that we have to like consider a little bit more?
Yeah.
I doubt it, but, you know, just having that confirmation with more reps that are going to be there in practice versus the couple of drives that they had.
Yeah.
In that preseason game. All right. Excited for tomorrow, what I think is going to be a big day in giving you some of those answers for your Houston Texans as they get a joint practice versus the Detroit Lions, head into the final week of preseason football for 2025. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready to do our lunchtime confessions, and we will do those next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.